Should there be regulations limiting rummage and garage sales? It was a discussion item when the Red Oak City Council met on Tuesday, September 2nd. Following the meeting, Lisa Cotter, City Administrator, tells us more.
The next agenda item was the discussion on possible ordinance regulating limit on rummage or garage sales. What's being discussed there? Again, a discussion item.
Yes. So we have a situation, and this has come up in other communities that I've worked in, where out of your 2,700 households, there's that one house that decides that they should have a rummage sale in their yard for 3 weeks straight. And it's super aggravating to the neighbors. And so when I'm the one at City Hall answering the phone, people call, this doesn't seem right, what can we do? You know, as you review the state, or sorry, the city codes, and recognize that there really is nothing to prevent that.
Yeah.
You know, we had a long discussion last night about, well, isn't this a nuisance? I'm like, but if it's your valuable stuff that's for sale, not how we normally define junk. So the struggle, we took no action. And I mean, there wasn't intended to be action, but there was no guidance to do something different is how I should say it. But the struggle that I say always to the council is it's easy to feel like we're overreaching. Because it seems like the normal reaction is going to be like, really? City Hall needs to tell us how often we can have a rummage sale and how many days it can be. The key that I always sort of react back with as the person who normally would take those calls is that all but one person in my year here, like everybody else would be compliant and it wouldn't matter that you had that regulation because people don't try to have more than three rummage sales in a year. They don't try to do it for more than Thursday to Sunday, you know, which gives you those 4 days. But there's that one house. And so you balance, should we just say nothing? And then when those people call that live by the three-week rummage sale and say, I'm sorry, like, we don't regulate that, I guess they get to do that. You know, it's unattended. The stuff's out in the rain. It isn't like, you know, they really sit there for 21 days and take their stuff in the garage and out of the garage. We discussed, does it matter if it's in the garage or in the front yard? Does it not bother your neighbors if you really have a garage sale versus a yard sale? Do you define them differently? So those were kind of all the struggles through the conversation to not feel like we're just trying to be this overreaching government entity, but also what do you do? Because everyone agreed if it was their neighbor, they would want us to regulate it. And then on the flip side, we also don't want to just be aggravating to people to say, why are you getting in my business about this?
Right.
So I don't know what the right answer is. I just know that I have worked in other communities where it's happened, and it always happens because there is that house or very few houses.
So will this come back around, discussion item again? Or?
I think we all agreed, like, let's just let it sink in a little bit, maybe by talking about it here today, or, you know, if it gets put in the paper and people have a comment about it, to certainly let people know. I also reached out to the neighbor who was dealing with it and said, you know, if you feel strongly about it, you do need to come forward. Because what we often find is that, you know, I bring something because I know it's an issue. But when citizens speak up, it feels different for an elected official to be able to act on it as opposed to like, hey, is this really a big deal? Was it only one house? But it is important to the people who it actually affects. And it can always be you when it isn't today. So.
Okay. So more to come on that.
Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated on the possibility of an ordinance regulating limits on garage sale rummage sales in the city of Red Oak.